Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Cousins that get killed right before the new year. Live right up to it and didn't make it cross. And we want to send out a prayer for our, sending up a special prayer for Deanne Marshall and Griffin and her, all of her family, immediate family and distant family as well. And we want to say, Father God, not only to mine, but to everyone that is in bereavement tonight. We want to send up a special prayer for our sister Jennifer. Jennifer Holder, one of my inner circle. We want to send up a special prayer for her as well, Father God. Touch her body in a mighty way. Heal her of all her aches and pains and illnesses. We thank you. And we're going to count it done in Jesus' name. And then, Father, when we get down to the end of this journey, when we get down to the River of Jordan, we ask that you would shake the word as a vessel and ferry our souls on the cross in the beautiful land where we will rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And we want to say we thank God for the journey. And, y'all, I wanted to say I don't really have too many announcements other than that on this here, this past Sunday, on first Sunday, I was at my first Sunday church at the New Salem CME Church, and where the pastor, the Reverend Ernie L. Wilburn, and head steward is Brother Faith Clark. And we had a marvelous time up there on this here past Sunday. Pastor Wilburn preached a powerful sermon coming from John 1. And well, I think he went all the way down to maybe around about the 14th verse, 1 and 14, talking about the John. He was speaking about the Apostle John, the prophet John, John the Baptist. In other words, that he was sent in not the light, but to bear witness of that light. Great sermon, Pastor Wilburn. He really did a great job. Wanted to announce that, and then I also got the notification from my dear sister from my home church that my pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, there at Antioch, had another sermon. He came and was talking. He came from Romans 12, and I know that great renewing of the mind chapter of the Bible, and they were so closely related, and I thank God for it. Yes, hey there, Jack. I'm glad. Good to see you now. Good to see you. And so we just thank God for the journey. That's the only announcement. And like I said, I will be going, hopefully, to my church on this Sunday, on the second Sunday. We will be having our regular service. We are, everybody, y'all, they said the COVID is really spiking. They say, y'all, I don't really have all the information on that. But only thing I can say, everybody, just be careful. Take care of yourself. Pray. Make sure you are prayed up. And then put your mask on and use your hand sanitizer if you got to, if you want to. It's your call. It's in your court. The ball is in your court. But y'all just be safe as you can. Don't try to make nobody else sick. If you're sick, stay at home. In other words, don't try to make nobody else sick. But at any rate, that is it as far as the announcements are concerned. I don't have too many more. And I'm going to use the technology again because, like I say, tonight I'm just going to come back and I want to got some general talk I want to give to y'all, let you know what's happening with the Minuteman and Walker's Music out there in my main studio. I got to get out there. I got some work I need to do. I'm going to reference as the song for tonight. Is a song that I sang with my home church choir at an anniversary years ago. It's an old John P. Key song, and I led it. It's called It Will Be All Right. It Will Be All Right. I remember singing it years ago. I had to lead it at a choir anniversary with choir number 2 at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, my choir. There's a choir that I play for right now, but it's not called choir number 2 anymore. It's called Antioch Missionary Mass Choir. But at any rate, it's not much of a mass choir right now, if y'all know what I mean, because everybody's scared of the COVID. And we got people not even coming. We got choir members that ain't even coming to church, let alone trying to come and sing anything. So, you know, that just part of it. But at any rate, that is the song for tonight that I'm referencing. John P. Keogh's song, It Will Be All Right. And we're going to go to the computer here. We're going to use the technology. This is a scripture that I will to be read tonight on this general discussion that I'm going to have. A lot of people are not going to like what I say, but nevertheless, I'm going to say it because it's the truth. And so, y'all, that bear with me, we're going to Psalm 121. Psalms 121. And let us let the technology do its thing. Stand by.
Psalm 121, a song of degrees.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen. Amen. A psalm of degrees. In other words, y'all, that's the psalm of David, the master musician, the king of Israel. And I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. That's one of my favorite songs. It's where my help comes from. In other words, the hills. He said nothing about Capitol Hill, y'all. The hills. I'm looking to God. I ain't looking to a president Biden. I'm not looking to the House of Representatives. I'm not looking to the Senate. But I'm looking to the Lord for all my help, because that's where my help come from. And not only my help, that's where yours come from too, whether you realize it or not. Your help comes from the Lord. But at any rate, I said, y'all, this is going to be like a general discussion. I'm trying to keep my glasses on just in case that some of y'all put some in the text that I want to be able to see it. And I don't want to miss it like I did on last week. I want everybody to just follow along with me just for a little general discussion, y'all. That's why I use this word, I will lift up my heels from which cometh my help. So my help comes from the Lord. This is a new year. And I told y'all, I don't go with that traditional stuff and making all them sayings about what I'm going to do and resolutions and stuff. I don't do that. Because like I told y'all, that most of the time when we make them resolutions, that ain't nothing but resolve that we be telling, because we start out all right for 2 or 3 days, and after that we forget about the resolution and everything, and we throw it out the window. We don't forget about it because it is not in your heart. You got to change first in your heart, and then it will manifest itself on the outside. Number one, folks, general. I told you this is going to be general tonight. Minuteman, I got plans for the new year, because this is another chance that God has given me to do some things that I need to do. In other words, Minuteman isn't, I don't have to make any plans. I'm just going to continue to do what I was doing in 2021, but I'm going to try to do it better than I did in 2021. Number one, I got some things lined up. People that's lined up. I got two of my dear sisters right here, my sister Ruth Morgan Bussey and Adorna, two of my sisters from my church. Matter of fact, Sister Ruth, she had remarried, in other words, and she had to move her membership away from Antioch, but nevertheless, still a sister. And she's part of my thing right now, and we are about to go out in Walker's Music, Studio 8. We are about to get out there to do some things, and we got some stuff that I told y'all that I was going to do, and we are going to do it. We're trying to make progress, folks. We're making progress. We're going to do some singing. We got some projects that I'm going to get out. Yes, we got some projects that I'm going to get out. I got music I've been sitting on since college. I need to produce this music. And now that I do have some singers, and I mean I got some singers, these ain't somebody just a whistle and Dixie. These people know how to sing. And we're going to get it done. So I don't have time for people drama. Let me tell y'all something. All of you picking and choosing. Y'all might as well listen, because if you don't want the truth, don't come to my channel, because I told you I ain't got time to swallow wag around and not tell the truth. We got, it's like a former pastor of mine said, Reverend David Johnson, I know we'll forget it. He often said, I know we'll forget it, it was somebody in my family that had passed away. I want to say my auntie, my great aunt. I believe it was my great aunt. And then again, it may have been my grandmama. But at any rate, I remember something that he said, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, 100%. A lot of us, we got too many pick and choose. Now, let me explain what he means by that, because some of you that, you know, some of us are well-educated beyond our intelligence, so I'm going to have to break that down when I said pick and choose. We got certain people that we want to put here, and then certain people we want to put up on here. That's where we are. In other words, if you look at the social media, if you let's look at social media itself, if you pay attention to the people and the way they do on social media when it concerns yourself, you will stay depressed most of your day or most of your week or most of your time. Because I know that a lot of us, we love attention. Yeah, a lot of us love attention. A lot of us love attention. And when we don't get that attention, it does something to us negatively. But nevertheless, I'm here to tell you tonight that, honey, you better change your attitude about that, because people got their pick and choose. A certain person will put something up on Facebook, a picture or saying or whatever it might be. And then you got certain people run to that and they're about knocking off the page. They be trying to like it and love it so much. And they don't hardly know them people. But they know you personally. And you can put stuff up there and they know you personally. And they won't open their mouth and put a comment on it to save their lives. Why? You got pick and choose. Pick and choose. They don't want to give it to you, but they don't mind giving it to somebody else. Honey, that's just the way it is. So guess what? If you are that type, that let that hurt your feelings are going to stay hurt a whole lot, because we got a lot of these people out here. I see it every day. I'm on Facebook every day. And like I told y'all now, a lot of times you see my status is online, but I may not be at this here PC, because I keep one of my PCs are already always on. Always on. And most of the time, my browser goes straight to Facebook, so you might see my status say online, but I'm not there. I'm not there. Because if you text me, I'm going to respond to you if I'm sitting here. But now, if I'm not sitting here, I can't respond to you. That's understandable. But don't pay people no attention, y'all. Please hear me. Don't pay these people no attention when they do not respond to your post, and they don't just go on to somebody else. Don't worry about that, because the people that you do the most for, those are the ones that most of the time they're going to give you their butt to kiss. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, this Bible study. This still Bible study, y'all, but I'm getting real, because, see, I ain't got to hell yet. In other words, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I got it all figured out, because I don't. But I do know what the Bible says. And ain't none of us. We claim to be so religious now. Come on. Honey, we are all sinners by default. I put that up on Facebook this morning. We are all sinners by default, and can't none of us judge nobody else. So I don't worry about what people say about me. You say whatever you want to say about me. You ain't got to come to my Bible study. You ain't got to comment on nothing I do. You ain't got to. That's your PC. You do what you want with your PC. But just because you act a fool, that ain't going to make me cut the fool with you. Because, see, I know a lot of people that used to come to the Bible study. They refuse to come for whatever reason it might be. Hey, I can't help that. That's their computer. I can't control what they do with their computer, but I can control my response to that negativeness. And see, many man, y'all, I got too much to do. God has allowed me to go through all these illnesses that I done been through since 2018. I done had about 6 or 7 major surgeries since 2018, y'all. Yeah, 6 or 7. along with other stuff. I got to go to the doctor tomorrow, lab work. And then turn around next Wednesday and go back to see my primary care to read the lab work for what I'm going for tomorrow. I'm not out from under doctor care, but I'm just graced by God to be given another chance. I my strength is not like it used to be. I'm not that young boy no more. I turned 60 years old, y'all, back in November. Plus, I got missing part of my left leg. I think I do well. I'm not sitting here complaining because I thank God for the journey. But I'm not going to sit here and let other people that choose, look, whatever, you know what, if you don't like me, if you don't like me, the man, I can't help that. I can't help that. That's your prerogative. But I'm going to make certain that I didn't give you a reason not to like me. That's going to be on you. Now, if you want to go on to another channel, feel free to do so. I guarantee you, Miniman will not lose 1 ounce of sleep because you don't come to my channel. Because I don't go out like that. God giving me enough. I'm too productive. I got too much other stuff positive to do than to sit around and worry about old negative. Well, I like to say it, something. I'm not gonna disrespect my race that way. So I won't say what I start to say, but y'all kind of know what I'm going to say. I ain't got time to deal with this this ignorance and foolishness and mess. That is something I don't have time for. God didn't give me the other chance of 2022 to be dealing and picking and purring and mess. And we need to get out of that. And you got this, and ain't no sense coming out the church. Ain't got it because you got just as much mess in the church. Matter of fact, I'm in the church. I can tell you this here for a fact. You probably got more mess in the church than you have out here in the world. So ain't no sense of us sitting in the church thinking we all are holy and righteous and that we ain't got no fault because we got plenty of it. Plenty of it. Because number one, we won't treat each other right. I'm just going to tell it like this because I see it. I'm there. I can talk about it because I'm there. We won't even treat each other right. And like I said, we got our picket too. Because if you didn't, you would support your brother or your sister. And whatever you see them trying to succeed at, you would be the first one in line trying to support it. But do we do that? Nope. We go around and talk about it. We go around and talk about it. But nevertheless, you can't let people mess. Deter you and stop you from your progress. And that is what I want to talk to y'all tonight about. That's the general talk. Don't let other people's drama get in you. In other words, I did a post along a good while back about the water. The boat don't sink because the water is around it. The boat sinks when you let the water get in it. When you can't stop people from running their big mouth. You can't stop that. But then again, people listen to a lot of parts. People talk. People talk, and they'll say, a lot of people today, Sister Jackie, they hate you and don't hardly know your name. Why? Because they listen to what somebody else said about you. I've always been like this. I'm going to listen. There's a two sides to every story. Don't you listen to one side of an opinion somebody one person give you, and you make a judgment call on somebody like that. It tells you that in the Bible. And go read the book of the law. Moses said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. You just can't go off of what one somebody, mealy mouth, say. They mouth ain't no prayer book either. And don't go and accuse a person of something and try to make somebody feel bad and make them feel about this high on the word of one person. It's two sides to every story. And guess what, my sister and my brother? You ain't that perfect either. You know, none of us. We all got our fault now. In other words, now, because see, the one thing about it, God got a sense of humor. It's a law of retribution that says what goes around comes back around. Now, just, you can call me. You call me the man and spit and shed tears. Get ready to go by the drugstore. And get you a handkerchief, because you got some crying to do. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So if you call me to put me on nerve pills, you better go get you some Tylenol. and all that and all the rest of it. So no dose, that thing, because you're going to have some sleepless night too. We cannot go by the word of one person on a person. Stop listening to all that negative mess, because it don't do no good for that general strike. The Bible tells that. Y'all, middle man, going to continue to do what I've been doing all my life. I always took care of my business. Oh, no, you got to ask me in your business. I'm not, hey, your business is your business, and I ain't judging you. That's your business, but now you ask me something. If I can help you and try to tell you something, I will. But other than that, your business is your business. But it's one thing that I have never really done, and that is take the word of one person coming to me, telling me about, see, in other words, ain't no sense in you coming to me, Sister Jackie, telling me nothing about Brother Hammerman. You ain't, you can keep it, because I'm not going to believe it. Because, see, I've known Brother Hammerman much longer than I've known you. So how am I going to take the word from you telling me something about Brother Hammerman when I know him better? No. See, that's the thing about it. A lot of times when people come and tell you, man, about somebody, you know those people. You already know the people. You ought to know when those people telling a lie on that person. You can know that because you know the person. I know my people that I deal with. And you come and tell me something about either one of them or them. I know people are flawed and we make mistakes. I know that. But you are not going to tell me anything about people that I've been connected to for years. And you start trying to tell me some mess about them. I dismiss it in a minute because I don't believe it. Because they have not shown that to me. They have not shown that to me. So in other words, until you show me, see, just because Hammerman is mad at Jackie, I'm not mad at Jackie. Jackie ain't did nothing to me. But yet still, I ain't going to be mad at Jackie. Just because Hammerman is mad at Jackie. And just because Jackie is mad at Bunny, I'm not going to get mad at Bunny because Jackie is mad at Bunny. It's not going to change my stance either way. Because, see, I'm not going to take no one person's word for it. But even then, if something is true about a person, I give them the benefit of a doubt. Because one thing about it, we all are flawed. We got our weaknesses and our strengths. Some of us are stronger in certain areas than the other. Some of us are weaker in certain areas than the other. But nevertheless, we are still God's vessels. And God has got to work with all of us. And sister, my brother, you ain't made it to heaven yet either. Last I checked, we still got a flesh and we still breathing. We're in this world and we are subject to make some mistakes and going to make some as long as we're in the body. But we don't have to be a total jackass. That's the price. We don't have to be a total jackass. If we're going to follow Christ, let's follow Christ. But the first thing we got to do is stop being hypocritical and having these picks and choose. Now, if you don't want nobody to do it under you, don't you do it under nobody. That's the script, y'all. So like I said, don't let Facebook determine your status this year. Don't let Facebook in the comments of other people or the non-comments. If they don't comment on what you do, get you some more friends. Somebody will comment on something you got to do. If you just got to have somebody to comment, I do a lot of things that I don't get no comment for. But that's all right. That's all right. I still ain't got no problem with them. That's their computer. They do what they want with it. But I don't let that make me, because Sister Joe so-and-so don't say nothing about my video. Or Sister Joe so-and-so didn't compliment me on the way I put this little post up there and the picture I put up. I put up a picture here just a couple of days ago, my great-grandbaby Ren and TJ, her brother. I put them pictures up because I wanted everybody to see them. And it was their birthday, and I wanted to give them a good shout-out. I did that for a reason. I got a lot of my contact did go there, and they wished them happy birthday, and I appreciate it just as much as I can. But I got some people that know me very well. They know me very well. I'm the one that asked for that. They didn't ask for it. But if you know me very well and you call yourself associated with me, you should at least get the courtesy to go there and at least wish happy birthday. But guess what? I got something that ain't been to the page yet. And if they been to the page, they didn't do anything. So you think I'm going to say any word about that? No. I just thank y'all, the one that did do it. And we do say we thank y'all for that. And right about here, y'all, I will say that I know ever since November starts, a lot of birthdays in my inner circle, my family, they start with me, November the 3rd, and then it goes clean on up until just here today, or yesterday, or, well, just about yesterday now, but when it ends with TJ and all, it's still some more to come on out, but at least I'm going to give everybody a break. But for a little bit, I won't be asking anybody to do no more birthday wishes for right now. But nevertheless, y'all, I'm just telling y'all this. I've looked at the Bible study tonight, and I already see a difference in it already. But see, this is because of the fact of nigger men. And I said it again. That's what I wanted. I was going to say it a while ago. And so I done said it. So now y'all know what I'm talking about. And I'm in it because that's exactly what it is. It ain't nothing but a bunch of crap. And I'm not going to be a part of it. And I'm not going to be a part of nobody's drama. God didn't give me the year 2022 to go back into doing the same old crazy stuff to deal with. People, if you got a problem with somebody, that's you and them. Don't try to make it my problem. I ain't got no problem with nobody. Until somebody do something to me, I'm all right with you. And if you do something to me, I'm going to turn you over into the hands of the Lord. That's the best thing to do. Okay, you have a blessed and wonderful night, too, Jack. We thank God for you, Brother Hammerman, buddy, and we thank y'all for coming in tonight. Hope this general talk have done some good with y'all, and maybe it'll give you something to think about. But Midi Man is too busy being productive this year than to fool around with nobody's mess. I just thought I would let y'all know that. So with that being said, Midi Man said, whatever you get into, if God ain't in it, please, man, please, sir, come on out of it, because it's going to come to nothing. We're going to end this Bible study in the proper way. I may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these, our people, henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say, amen. And good night. Thank y'all for coming.